I think that's the midbeis. So the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Amidbeis speaks about a Gira Anoshe. And he discusses, the Mishnah discusses Gira Anoshe, Shen is Bashel, Imadim, Bizman Shemakira Benos and Tam, Vim Lav Kulon Asur. If you can't find which one is the Gira Anoshe, everything is awesome. Frek the Heliga Gemara, Vili Batl Beruba. What happened to the dinner? Batl Bitl Berov. Says Rashi Ki Eno Makiro. The Mishnah says you know which one is a Gira Anoshe, which one is a different kind of a Gira, which is Mutter. Batl Berov. We have the family. Batl Berov. Answer the Gemara. Beria Shiny. What does this mean? Beria Shiny. What do the words mean? What does this mean? So there's certain, that's the whole topic coming up now. There's certain entities which defy the normal laws of Bittl, such as over here, this idea of Bittl Barov. See some what Rov means. There's certain things that defy the laws of Bittl. And one of them is a barrier, right? What kind of din is this? On a simple level, it's a din de Rabbanan. Rabbanan said it's just such significance. It's a barrier, it's not Bittl Barov. Tosa says, very shiny. Vafilu be'elef lo batel. Okay? Fine. V'chein chaticha ruil diskabed lo batla. K'diyam ha'chan. The next Gemara. Let's read the next Gemara. Chaticha shal nevela. V'tibatel beruba. V'tibatel beruba again. Honicha lemandiyam ha'kol shadakal divana shaninu. Elemandam ha'es shadakal divana shaninu. Makele Meimar. This is a detail of what's called Davar Shebeminyan. It's another category, Davar Shebeminyan. And they want to know, is Davar Shebeminyan, Rashi explains, Kol Dagla Shemana Sheninu B'Maseches Orla Gabli Chavile Tilton De Lo Batel Honami Pom Shenim Nimnes De Odom Osir Limnos Chatichoso Leminyan Orochim Shezime. You hold S Miyuchal Leminyanu De Lo Batel Kon Tavlin Chavilim is with the different gear cells. Abu Dover also li nasin ba'omer afal pishin nimne lefamim batal. So myla batal. It's not always counted one by the piece. Says the Gemara, shani chaticha hover will iskabe ba'lefnei ha'orachim. Okay, it's called chaticha ruil iskabe. You would use such a piece to give it in front of the guest. Utzrich, di ashmin and gid shem deberyu. Ab chaticha aim alo. Yeshvin chaticha hov and rule is kabbal of neyorchim. Abu get aim alo. Tzricha. So you have burial, you have davashib and minyan, you have chaticha rule is kabbal. All thrown in here into the mix. And the Gemara daf kuf amen alef. Fine. So, burial shiny. Is burial shiny? The only place in Shas where it says burial shiny in the context of Bittl is here. Nowhere else in Shas is it found. And what's the case we're discussing? Gira Anoshe. Gira Anoshe, right? As everyone knows, it says in the Holy Torah. It's a separate entity. It's described in the Torah HaKadosha. So here we have this concept, because it's so important, it's a separate barrier, Bifnei Atzma. So it's not Batel, even though there's a rove against it, and if it would not have been a barrier, it would have been Batel. Right? If you look on the side, it says, Le'el Tzadivov, and the Kamon, Kuf Yutes. So let's just check out the Mesoras Hashas and see these two places where it's found this expression, barrier shiny. Okay, just take a look back. Where is it? Is it here or is it not here? Right over here, the Gemara says, on Sadi Vav, the last line, again, talking about Gira Anoshe, Ochlo ve'en bo kazayas chayev. Rabbi Yudomer, atshiye bo kazayas. My time of the Rabbanon, the two gear souls, ber yohi, or Beria bifnei atzmohi. Okay. On the side it says it doesn't belong, those words don't belong. We'll see later, perhaps they do belong. That's where it's found over here. Now, Nerabosai, this has nothing to do whatsoever with Bitl B'Shishim. A totally different question. How much must you eat in order to be Chayav? Normally, Ein Achila Pchus V'Mikazayis. But there's an exception. There's an exception. We find cases in which if a person eats something less than the size of a Kazayis, you might get Malkus if it's a Beria. Where's that Gemara primarily? In Makkos. Makkos. Tosfos talks about it at length. And that's Tzadi Vav and Aleph. So the Mibal Mesoris Hashas equates the concept of Beria Shiny on Daf Tzadi Vav and Aleph with the concept of Beria Shiny on Daf Kufa and Aleph. We shall see. It's not so apparent that the two are actually the same. And although the Rishonim do equate them, it's not necessarily clear from the Gemara itself that these two are really similar. So too, Rabosai. On Daf Kuf Yutesim and Aleph, again, towards the bottom. Again, talking about Shiurim. So Kuf Yutes and Sadi Vav are fundamentally identical. A certain Shiur, whatever it may be, can be which applies normally, would not apply in the case of Beria. But an Algamar is a different concept. Right? The concept of, is it Batel or not Batel? As a matter of fact, if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses this issue of Beria Shani, if you have in the back, it's in the Maram Makom, if you have a Mishpat Hamole in the back, Rambam is in Perek Tezayin, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Halachavov. Okay, he gives examples. V'chein gira anoshe shen izbash na magidin, o im habosar, v'zman shen makiro magbio v'ashar mutter, shen beginim ben osin tam, v'meina makiro, hakol osar, mipnei shehu, look at his girsa, beria bifnei atzmo, harehu choshuv, v'osa b'cholshu. But he gives no other examples. The Rambam does not say, that look, I haven't daf kuf, and I haven't kuf yutes, and I haven't mesechta makis, other examples of Beria, they're conspicuously absent from the entire discussion of the Rambam. The explanation of the Rambam is a very, very beautiful explanation. He says, why? Harehu choshuv. That's the implication of the tzrichasa in the Gemara. The tzrichasa in the Gemara is that it's comparable to chaticha ruli skaved. Okay? And the Rambam writes, it's all Madirabonah. The whole thing is Madirabonah from Mitchil of itself. All Madirabonah. There is the Rabbonah. There are both sides. Here is the Rabbonah. Obviously, if you get Malchus on it, it's not the Rabbonah. There's no such thing as Malchus. It's Malchus Mardus. When we say Malchus Loka, that means that's a Din D'Oraisa. So, the Rambam may very well say that these two Dinim have nothing. They share a common name. Beis, Reish, Yud, Hey. But they do completely different dinim, having nothing to do with one another whatsoever. But the Rambam never said that the other examples found in Shas, which are considered Beria with respect to the lack of a need for Kazayas, have any relevance in terms of Bitl Berov or Beshishim. Never mentioned it. Now, the Rambam is clear that in this context, the context of Bitl, the whole din of Beria is completely Midrabbanan. As again, as opposed to Beria getting Malkus, which is a din, d'oraisa. Does anybody think that Beria with respect to Bitl is also a din, d'oraisa? If you take a look in the pre-Chodesh, those of you who have it, Sifkot and Gimel, quotes a Toisus, Bava Metzia, Vava Metbeis, Kofatz. Dova Shibim Minyalo Batl, Haina Medrabonon. El the Mashim Bidereim, the Beria Dlo Batla, Havi Minatorah. And he quotes the Ma'aril, says so. Tosis is mashma clearly that way. They make this distinction. V'zeh tema. The ha'komidi the choshev lo bot leinel medrabonon. Tosis says so in Tzvachim dafayin gimel. As opposed to Tosis and Me'ila. So apparently two different days. So there is an opinion which maintains in the Rishonim that Beria is a din d'oraisa. Just like it's a din d'oraisa, you get malchus on it. So it's a din d'oraisa, it's not batal berova b'shishim. Wow. It's a das yochid, but the das, it does exist. It does exist. Okay. Narabosai. It's something very interesting. The Rambam in Perek Tezvav, those who have the Emish Ben Amole, hopefully we can find it here. Yes? Perek Tezvav Alocha Yutes. Look inside, please. It's page Vav, column 4. Most of the way down. Beitza Shenimsa Bo Efroach. Etc. Im Hoysa Im Shishim V'achas V'hi Harei Mutaros. You need 61. It's a Gemara we had earlier. Hoysa Im Shishim Luvad Nesra Kol. You know why? Mipnei Shehi is the magic word. Beria Mipnei Atzma. Asu Hekebo V'osifu Bishiyura. Can you imagine that? Jerome took the expression of Beria and applied it, of all places, to a case of a Beitza. Which is treif as an afroch and so, like we call today a blood egg, right? That would be that's the reason he gives a kind of a barrier. It's interesting, Rabosai. Take a look on the Rosh briefly in Simon Chav Ches, who discusses the same Gemara, but he gives a totally different explanation of the Gemara. Why we're more machra by Beitz than we are by Shari Surim. Give a look. It's just a one line in the Rosh in Simon Chav Ches. The Rosh has over here in Simon Chav Ches. Beitza b'shishim v'ein beitza min aminyan. B'shishim v'yachas v'hi muteres. Why? By the small little kuf chof hey and yud of the Divrei Chamuros and Madani Yontov. Tefi sheyesh b'beitzim ketanos u'gdolos. Leficha chosifu bo'achas lashlimam l'shishim beinonis. Fascinating. You can have one egg which is not kosher and 60 eggs which are. No, but maybe the egg which is not kosher is slightly bigger than average, and therefore you don't have 60 times the volume. So therefore, for this reason, they added they have to have 61. The Rambam has a totally different shot. Question of barrier. Now it's interesting that the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Yud says, "You see from here, Rabosai, that a beitza is considered a barrier. It's not batal afilu be'elef." However, Rabosai, it's not so clear. The Rambam never said so. The Rambam never said that at all. It's interesting, if you look in the Simon Pei Vav, in what they call the Oruch Mishach, I'm not sure if your green one has it. It would be by the, after, probably after the tour, maybe, I don't know, after the Shulchan Aruch, they call the Oruch Mishach. The Shach wrote a longer version. He quotes Kamosha B'yarti B'sifri, I wrote in my book. It's been known as the Oruch Mishach. Oruch Mishach and Simon Pei Vav seems to say against the Beis Yosef. It's a two different dinim over here. In Ansadi Zayin Amud Beis, that's the Gemara. Let's take a look for a second. Back to the Gemara. Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. That's where the Beitza comes up, the Chumra of Beitza. Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. Gid b'shishim v'ein gid ben aminyan. Ka b'shishim ka ben aminyan. Beitza b'shishim v'ein beitza ben aminyan. Moses is saying it's a chumra when it comes to beitza. That's talking according to the Oruch Mishach by the plate of a beitza. By what comes out, the taste, they were machmir. Because again, the Ramban and the Rosh said it because they're different volumes of different beitza. But that it should be considered to be a barrier. Who said so? Who said so? It's not so clear. So the Shach there refers to yet another Rambam. Which if you have the Emish Ben Amole, may have that too. Let's see. Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Zayin. The typical Shias Rambam is B'Shishim. Everything is Shishim. V'chein Shuman Shalgir Anoshim. Rabosai, gid anosh we passed in aim beginning but also in time. It's tasteless. But the shuman around the gid, which is the Easter Rabbanon, this is something which has a taste. Shenafa l'kdera shabosa misharen also b'shishim. So the v'ein shuman agiven aminyin. Afa pisha shuman gid anosh b'divrei anglo shabiyarnu Hovel v'gid ha'nosha beria b'fnei atzma hechmiru bo b'kis either b'isurei Torah ki'isurei Torah. I don't have it. I can't show what the beis of rekov. And the gid itself is no problem because they begin no sin tam. This shach quotes this lashon of the Rambam. Okay. Fine. Because the Rambam holds, Rabbi Osai, that all these Yisurim the Rabbanon are like chal. It's enough to have 59. That's his kash over here. And here it's different. Take a look at Bosa in the Taz. I didn't put this on the Makor, so I didn't want to get you confused in Simen Tzadi, which we skipped. But look for a second in the Taz, Simen Tzadi. That's a Simen about Chal. Take a look, please. In the Taz, Simen Tzadi, at the very beginning of Sivkot and Beis. Take a look at the Taz, Tzadi, the beginning of Sivkot and Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, Ukchal min haminyan. Okay, so he writes the Taz base. Harash because of the Torah Sabayas Aruch, Shehar Rambam, Nosan Tamaze, Fisha Isra Talmud Rabbanon, for all Heker Vekilubo. Wow, so all the Rabbanons, says the Rambam, are going to be only, it's enough to have 59. Afal Pisha Shuman Agibe Shishim, Afri Shuman Dorehem, Hol Vigil Anosha Ubi Da Torah, Hechmir Agam Bishomno. This is what the Taz quotes from the Rambam. Okay, and the Rashi says it's ridiculous. Tokame Yisurim and the Ram Tzrichim Shishim. He says no. He thinks that this is no reason. All the Rabbanans require Shishim. Chal is unique. For whatever reason that's unique, it's maybe it's originally started off as a head, it's a Rabbanon as well. Oh. So if you look at the Prima Godim, in Mishpat Zozov, he says, this is a separate reason, Rabbi Osai. And the Taz wasn't so careful. Look what he writes. Hine Rambam, look at Mishpat Zozov base, the beginning. The Taz quoted. Giranosh is Doraisa. So Shuman is treated as a Doraisa. That's not what he said. His Giranosh is a Beria. That's what I'm machmir. The Rabbam Lishitosi Betarati, Aleph, Isa the Rabbonin Bechamisha Betisha the Husagi, Beis, the Beria Tzarech Echad Yosef Mishum Hekera. So Bidoraisa, being in Shishim Vyachad Vahu, Kimo Beitza, we saw that before. Uba the Rabbonin being in Shishim Vahu, it was after add one. Either he had from 60 to 61 by Beitza, or from 59 to 60 by Gid the Rabbanon, Shuman is the Rabbanon. Umasha Kosa Bataz, all the Gid and Hashem and the Torah, Echmir of the Shumno, Ein Muska Barabba. Vutama the Navshe, it's a separate thing. So the Taz didn't quite get it exactly right, says the Mishpat Zozov here, the very beginning of Sivkot on Beis. Okay. In any event, Rabbi Osai, if Rabbi Osai, the halacha of beria b'fnei atzma is limited to a case of gid anoshe and never found anywhere else, we can understand very well, as Rashi said, pshat in our sugya, daf tzadi tesem et beis. You can't distinguish it. I know nothing about animals. Anyone here know about animals? Anybody, any farm boys here or something? Can you tell the difference between a gid anoshe and a plain gid? Who in this room could tell the difference by looking at if it's a gid anoshe or a plain gid? Anybody have any clue about animals? Baruch Hashem, we are know-nothings. So for us, a gid anoshe, it's all the same. It's very good. But Rabbi Osai, what comes to an egg? An egg is treif. if it has an afroach, right? There's a chicken growing in the egg. That comes out naturally, of course. Like every chicken is kosher. But if it's not, you open up an egg and find an undeveloped chicken, that's treif. The problem, of course, becomes, can you tell or can't you tell? Are you able to tell by looking at an egg whether it has a half a chicken in it or not? Anyone in this room can tell the difference? How do you do it? What do you do it? Very good. For us, you look at the sun. Since we don't know, we never do it. If you look at a very bright sun, the extra light, they call it candling. And so that's why you don't get blood eggs or chicken eggs, because they take them out. Even if they exist in certain farms, they won't sell it commercially because they candle it. They look through the candle. That's why we don't have these things. So you can tell the difference. So the question is raised by the Mefarshim, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shulchan Aruch. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch. And now Simen Kuf. We haven't seen Simen Kuf. Take a look at Simen Kuf. The very beginning is Simen Kuf. Sif Aleph. Beria, the Hainu Kimo, and a whole series of which are not found in the Rambam. Let's count up what he has. A, Nemola. What's a Nemola, Rabbi Osai? B, Of Tame, non-kosher bird. C, Gid HaNoshe. That's the one that's found in the Gemara. D, Evi Menachai. E, Ubeitza Sheyesh Bafroch. Give five examples of the Chayotze behem. Afilu Be'elef Lo Betela. Ve'ein Lo. Okay, period. Why? Because this is a din of a barrier. Din of a barrier. Very nice. It's a barrier. All the Mefarshim ask, Ribbono Shel Olam, but you can tell. Just open, look in the candle in the sunlight, and you'll see. You'll see. Now, Rabosai, the whole idea, where do all these examples come from? You saw the Ran and the Rosh. They come from a Gemara in Makkos. Ochal Nemolo. You eat if you eat less than the Kazayas, you chayel loke. Why? It's a barrier. So these Rishonim all took the word barrier from Makkos in the third parak, and they transposed it to here in the Sugya and Chulin, and they say a barrier is called a barrier there, it's a barrier here. Here a barrier, there a barrier. Alright? Who said it's true? Okay, but if it's true, you run into a problem, but you can discern it by looking in the sun. If you can discern it by looking in the sun, then what kind of terovis is this? What's the case? It's a kapella. What's the case? Oh, this kasha, this point, Rabosai, is again raised by the Pri Chodosh and Simon Kuv Dalet. Those who have Pri Chodosh should look inside. If you have, some of you have it in the back of your Shulchan Aruch, others don't have it. But just read you a line. And Simon Kuv Dalet, Siv Kotten Gimel. That's a little bit on the Ma'am HaKom, it's not the Pri Chodosh, but other parts of it. He says that something which you could discern, Rabosai, something which you could discern by looking carefully, it's not called a taroves at all. It's not called a taroves. Taroves means something which is mixed in. It means that you're unable to discern one from the other. The problem over here, you could discern the egg which has a chicken from one which doesn't by looking at a particular candle or a particular light, as the case may be. So what kind of tarovis is this? What kind of tarovis is this? This is ridiculous. So Pri Chodesh seems to be saying over here in Simen Kuv Dalet Siv Katan Gimel. That's the problem. Both say, I don't have a suggestion to answer. Yes, sir.
Aren't there taroveses where you can see two different things, but you haven't considered a taroves, like by Borer and Shabbos? There are two things that are together. And yet we still call it a taroves that you can't separate.
And Hilchos Shabbos are completely correct. Let's say, take your case of Shabbos, take your case. Instead of having, I don't know, pebbles in your wheat, which is considered a tarovas in your ovenis of borer, okay? Let's say, don't have pebbles. You have ants crawling in the wheat. Rachmana litzlan. You're going to tell me that no problem, it's bottle because it's a tarovis. In Hilchos Shabbos, they told me it's a tarovis. If I pull the ant, let's say they're dead ants, just to make this more, I know, more or less gory. They're dead ants in the crawling in the flour and the wheat. So you'll say, I can eat this. Why? Because my rabbi told me I can't pull that on Shabbos because it's a tarovis. But man, I can eat it. Who agrees with this pshat? All right, so.
No, but I'm saying Rebbe was quoting the Pichadish saying that that's not called a tarovis, that you would apply the idea of beria. But we see that there is a tarovis where you can see the difference.
In Hilchos Shabbos. In
yeah,
Hilchos
so
Shabbos. Okay, but maybe it doesn't apply to Hilchos Yoredeya.
Why not?
So, Rabosai, it's interesting. The Chazon Ish says, as long as your eye discerns it, it's not bottle, it's not considered b'tarovis. As long as your eye can discern it, when your eye, forgive the expression, bumps into it, when it finds it, even though I don't have the quote koach to search for it. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the poskim say, as long as I can find even what they call a torach gadol, it's still considered to be nikra yisur. Oh. Now there are cases which the Chazon Ish is troubled by about certain items in dogim, in fish, when fish. So there the poskim say these items which the ein or ayin makiroso, the eye can't discern it because it's so small. Then if it's shalem, we say Rabosai, that's a din of beria, and it's not considered to be bottle. Otherwise, it would be bottle. What does that mean? You can't see it. Microscopic. If it's microscopic, it's stamazay mutter. We don't consider microscopic shirotzim to be a problem. But pashim is what it means. This is the Chazon Ish puts it, quote unquote, the gufo nikar v'kayam. Elimination is Arev Begufim Acherim Ketoaro Ein Ha'ayin Mavchenes Beino Lebein Acherim. End quote of the Chazon Ish. You can see it. Your eye sees it because it's so small you can't tell. Is it a Sheretz or is it not a Sheretz? Oh. And he quotes a Shach is on the Mar Makomas towards the end in Simon Kuv Dalet Sivkot and Gimel. The Shach goes as far as to say that it's mutter if it's mixed in, even if Rabosai, you quote unquote bump into it, it's still mutter. And the Taz and the Gro and the Prichodesh say no deal, it's not true. And they quote a Rash and he quotes a Tosis. Yeah, as long as you see it. So the question now becomes, how is a barrier, how is an egg bottle? What's nikar yisur? What barrier? What don't come out the barrier? It's not a tarubis at all. So the Aruch HaShulchan says something very, very significant. Rabosai, Binyamin's here. No? And then I'll read it to you about Pet. It's on the Maram HaKomis. Very beginning. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Kuf, Sif Zion. He makes the following very, very far-reaching comment. He says, if you want to see that there's a nefroach in this chicken, it's only discernible through what we'll call in our language, iyun heitev. It's hard to find it. You have to get a candle or a sun, and it's mixed up with many other eggs. There's a torach rav, it's very difficult to find it. And therefore, Abosai, therefore, were it not for the concept of beria, it would be batel. Even though with great difficulty you can discern it, now comes along the Beria and says, Beria is not batel. You see, Klar, Aruch HaShulchan says against many other Rachmonim, that even though it could be discerned, but only discerned with great difficulty, that's still considered to be B'ta'arovis. Now we understand, Rabosai, Nemola and Of Tomei. What do you mean? You can't find it. You find it. Yeah, we can only find it with great difficulty. Who else passes this way? The Tzemach Tzedek, Rebosai. This is the Lubavitcher, third Lubavitcher Rebbe. And they quote this from both of Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yoshev, Zichrono Levracha, in a Gevaldig Sefer called Bedikas Hamazon Kaalacha. Who's ever heard of that Sefer? Rabbi Moshe Vai, a very famous expert in books. So he has two different Maduras, and the one I have is page 132, I think it's 135 in the old. He says that he asked these Gedolim, can there be a bit of something we know it's there, just can't find it? And they said yes, because it's not apparent to the naked eye. It's considered to be in the category of being but. This is a very important yisod, and everyone agrees to this, the fundamental dispute. Something which is not microscopic, it's macroscopic, you can find it. But it's very difficult to find. So the Aruch HaShulchan, followed by these Gedolei Yerushalayim of recent years, said, in that kind of case, it's butl, you can't find them. You can, but it's so hard to find. So it's butl. Others say, no. If you can't find it, even if it's very difficult, the Pri Chodesh and the Chazanish all seem to say, and others seem to say, Chochmas Adam, that's not considered to be butl. Go look harder. Go search harder. I saw one, and Rabbi Vai has an expression in this book, in Hebrew, who wants to give me the English equivalent? Machat ba'aremat shachas. A needle in a haystack. Very good. A needle in a haystack. So, that's an English expression. You can find a needle in a haystack. You look hard enough, you'll find it. You spend on a year, and you'll find a needle in a haystack. So they say, these gedolim say, that's bottle. It's a tarovis. And others say, no. Spend as much time as it takes till you find a needle in a haystack. Interesting shaila, huh? Fascinating question. Fascinating question. Are you required to look for the needle? Let's say you have a haystack full of kosher haystack. There's a trefa needle in there. Must you look for the needle in the haystack? It's treif. Some say yes. It's not butl. Some say no, but the rice is butl. And maybe the rabbon is butl. Fine. Now, Rabosai. The Gemara Mesechta Matis on Avtez Zayin, when it tells about a hochel and the molo loke, says it's only loke in a case in which it is shalem. Not if it's what is called nisrasek. If it was chopped up into small pieces, no. And this, Rabosai, is found in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Rabosai, it's on the Maram Makom. Simon Kuf Aleph Siv Vav. Just turn there quickly. Kuf Aleph Siv Vav. Ha de beria v'chaticha ruyel iskabe lo batli dafka ba'odam shleimim, only when they're whole. Aval im nechtechu onis rasku achanev da tsurasan batli desu lo chashivi. Now we know this. Where do we know this from? So the Rosh, take a look in the Rosh at the end of Simon Lamed Hei. Take a look. The Rosh end of Simon Lamed Hei. Please look inside. Okay. Early, not the end, the beginning of Simon Lamed Hei. Excuse me. Behold, the Amar Blerelo Butlo Hani Midik Shu Sholing Avol Nisrasek O Nechlach Yimenu Ktsas Sulo Ikri Beria Butlo Barov. How do you know? Kedama Meseches Makis Risek Tishin Namolim V'yechot Chai V'yishlam Nekazayas Lo Kesheish Alma Kshen Barusokin Lo Mikri Beria Uboi Kazayas. But had it been a berry, you don't even need a kazayas with respect to Malkus. So with that, again, the Gemara Malkus, which is found with respect to beria, the Lokim of Daraisa, is extrapolated by the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch to apply to the Chumra of beria lo batel as well. A mafurishadin. Good? Good? Comes the Chazanish with a whopper chiddush. You know what he says? the expression of the Gemara in Masechta Makkos is Bola Nemola. Who wants to translate the word Bola? Swallowed. What if you chew it up? And now they have these chewable aspirin. They used to have, he says, have to swallow the aspirin, right? And they can chew it. Chewables, what they call. But what the person chews. So the presumption is, if he chews it, he wouldn't be chayev. Why not? Because by the time he swallows it, it's already pieces. It was all chopped up. It's not a shir kazayas. So too, the Chazan suggests over here as well, believe it or not. When they're going to say that beryl or batel afilu be'elef, it's only if you ingest it whole. If you chew it, it's like the srasku. What's the difference if it's the srasku in the plate, in the factory, or in your mouth, with your teeth? Your teeth are very powerful. So suggests the Chazon Ish, a very big chiddush. May you, therefore, chew it and swallow it? He says, no. You know why not? That's the whole sugar we had. Nafl and Nisrasku, shogig mezid. Right? So if you swallow, you chew it, you are being breaking it, bemezid, with your teeth. Memela, if that's the prohibition, if it's only a suffix isser, maybe it's mutter. We spoke about this earlier. By suffix isser, maybe we don't apply mevatel nisser lechatchila. We mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. Oh. And we could argue, you're not machavin. We mentioned this just very recently. If you're not machavin, there's no din of eimadus lechatchila. I'm not machavin. It's just a pain in the neck to find the needle in the haystack. I'm not machavin to be mevatel this issur. I'd rather not be there at all. So, yeah. So how do you have a issur beryah? It's almost always going to be chewed up. At least as far as the beryah butler b'shishim is concerned. Beryah loka could be ben, swallow it. But beryah mixed into other things, you're usually going to chew it. So it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. There were those who claim that the only time we apply this principle, Eina Miskaven, there's no din in Valis Ratchila, is if you are dealing with the kosher item. You are chopping up kosher grain. Some in the middle, but you can't see, there is some chometz, or there's some toloim, as we spoke about in the earlier shiur. You're not dealing with that. You're dealing only with what you see in front of you, which is all completely kosher. Then we say there's no violation of a mevatlin iser lechatchila. However, here in our sugya, where you can't say that what you're dealing with is completely kosher, you can't tell because the barrier is invisible at this point. So then, apparently, there may not be any heter of ena mechavin to be matter in mevatlin iser lechatchila. Perhaps, nonetheless, why you get malchus for it? So on a simple level, we can argue against Chazon Ish. It doesn't depend on when it goes down to into your stomach. It depends when you go into your, it goes into your mouth. If when it goes into your mouth, it's a barrier, even though your teeth chop it up, you're still going to be chayif. You're still going to be chayif. Where's the precedent for this, Rebosa? Give a look at that. Kuf, Gimel, Amud Beis. Give a look. Open, please. Kuf, Gimel, Amud Beis. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, line 2. Bominei Rabbi Shimon Beresh Lakash Beresh Rabbi Yochanan Chilka Mi Bechutz Mau Rashi Chilka Le Bechutz Le Kazayas Eve Menachai Chilek Le Shnayim Kona Shiyit Nenu Le Tov Piv V'yochol Zelavado V'hakach Chetzio Hasheni Mau Mi Mitztarfa Le Chiyuve Kikol Shari Surim. That's how Rashi Limpsha. Tosus says that's wrong for reasons which I can't go into right now. So how does Tosus learn Pshat in this Gemara? Tosfos says like this. V'nira lefarish. It's halfway down Tosfos Chilka. Chilka mibachutz potter afilu ochel bevasachas. The beina shem mechuber bepiv. V'yir alav shem aver. V'shem dechacha chidushu. The ba'am alam mechayv agin v'atzama. Socha mechayv. En lechabola chidusho. Avo chilka mebefnim chayv. Why? The derech hu shenechak befiv b'shas li'ikto. Avada, when you chew it, it splits up. So here as well we can suggest. If you split it up outside your mouth, b'chutz, then it lost its status of beria. You split it inside your mouth when you're chewing it, perhaps it does not lose its status of beria, as per the Gemara over here, on the Kuf Kalim and Beis, as Tosfos understands it. Okay? And that's true as well in Hilchos Brachos, Rabosai. Who knows where beria comes into Hilchos Brachos? Who knows, yeah? Correct. Tosfos' discussion based on Yerushalmi. You usually require a kazayis, but according to the Rishalmi, if you have a one little beria, a teeny little, what's the smallest thing that we eat?
Blueberry.
Very good. A blueberry. A blueberry is smaller than the size of an olive. But if you had it's not going to help. Yeah, okay, if a bar nefashis. A blueberry. If one blueberry is a bar nefashis, to the Paskin and Yorachayim, don't eat one blueberry, because it's a suffix bracha achrona. Either have half a blueberry, or, I don't know, 10 blueberries, whatever, this year, kazayis. Okay? So I'm talking about a grape. Now, grape, I guess a small grape, maybe less than the kazayis. Depends how small the grape, depends how big a kazayis is. We spoke about it in the previous year. Okay. Yes?
Didn't we see by the Gemara of Reish Lakish that when you put the Yisurim inside the mouth and you chewed it, so then one would be the bottom of the other? But if once you put it in the mouth, you're going to be chayim.
Talking about the one in Tzvachim,
yeah.
Ayin Ches?
Yeah.
That thing was, there was Nisbalu outside your mouth.
No.
Bilalun out there. We got mixed in outside, not inside. That's how I understand. Look up the Gemara. That's my understanding of the Gemara. I think so. Look again. In any event, Rabbi Osai, it's a very serious matter. The Poskim say, what do you mean, barrier? You have a grape, you put it in your mouth, you chew it. So they say it doesn't matter, you chew it in your mouth. That's ridiculous. It's a berry coming into your mouth. So therefore, it may be true over here as well. Not like the Chazon Ish said. Chazon Ish presumably holds, with respect to Malkus and Brocha Achrona, that depends upon Chashivus Achila. And there it depends on when you put it into your mouth. But when it comes to Bittel, presumably he holds, and he quotes your Gemara, Sammy, that's Zvachim Ayin Chesam and Av. So the quote, the Pirish Rashi, with respect to Bittel, where Rashi understands the Gemara, even though it got mixed in your mouth, it's still Bittel. Rashi learns Yopsha. Tosfos may disagree. Oh, Yisurim Avalan Zeh Nivtolin Bileisa, says Rashi. Bileisa. Okay. So, okay. On a simple level, with respect to berry, I would still say depends upon when you bring it, put it into your mouth against the Chazon Ish. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is quoted as passing that way, based on the Gemara of here, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that we saw. Oh, fine. So now, Bosai, let's talk a little bit tachlis about the bugs that we have to worry about. I don't know, in the New York City water, they say there are bugs, and then the strawberries are supposedly bugs. There are bugs everywhere. Bugs are everywhere. There are everywhere. So the microscopic ones that are everywhere, that I just swallow 100 of them as I speak to you, that we don't count them. The ones that are in the water in New Jersey, even though no matter how many things it's filled, there's still going to be microscopic creeping things. If you're born under a microscope, you'll see it. We did it in high school, biology, also garnished. But we're talking about things which are macro, which in theory can be seen by the naked eye. So how do you handle all these things? Is there any possibility of the bugs in the New York City water being bottle? I assume it's a barrier. I feel the Elaflow bottle. Right? Does it say it anywhere? Never says it anywhere. Chas v'shal. Tosfos said it. Not in Shas. Tosfos said over here, Daf Kuf, Amud Aleph, Beri Yashani, Vafilu Be'elef, Lo Botel. Turn to the Rosh Rabosai, and Simba Lamed Gimel. You see, it's not so simple. This is, not everyone agrees to this. Take a look. Rabosai, Simin Lamed Gimel. Rabosai, look together. Simin Lamed Gimel. Yesh menachachom v'shekosu, the berry of betela, b'tsha meos v'shishim. Don't say it's not about the aleph. I don't even need aleph. Enough to have 960. What an interesting number. 960. To bring a complicated raya from a mesechta trumas, I'm going to lose you in the math. Let's leave it at 960. It's but. And they ask a kasha. V'kosh, I'm on page kuf nun tes, the top of the second column. V'kosh lehem, those chachamim mishmaitin the medame bitl burial of bitl chaticha ruil deskabe. And when it comes to chaticha ruil deskabe, afilu be'elef lo batil. Who said so? Where did it say that? Where does it say that afilu be'elef lo batil by chaticha ruil deskabe? Kedeisa betosefta shekost rabbeinu b'simen de lekamah. So the mefurish betosefta that the Rosh is going to quote this, the Madayantav says in the next simen, the chaticha ruil iskabe, the tosefta says is not batel even be'elef. Okay, even be'elef. And our Gemara made a trichasa between beria and chaticha ruil liskabe. So then the simple pshat of that comparison is, it's not batel a beria, even be'elef. Pshh. That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. So I saw in the crazy placey, I want to tell you, we have to give thank him. He's shows a lot of coolers at us in Nichols Beria. And the reason he does it, do we have crazy placey? Can we get crazy placey on the let's see if you have it in the I just want to show you how far he goes. Try to be Malamed Schus and Klal Yisrael. The crazy place is something amazing. Svara. You have it? Can you get it for me? Someone can get me Hebrew books or whatever. Is it Bar Ilan also? Oh, Bar Ilan? Excellent. Crazy place. Okay. While he's getting it, let me tell you what the following episode is. Rabosai. The halacha of chaticha ruil iskabed. Where is it? Where, the main halachic discussion of chaticha ruil iskabed. Now it's true in the Gemara Daf Kuf Amud Aleph that we just read, the line, the expression of chaticha ha'ol v'ruil iskabed fnei orchim is mentioned in passing and describing our inyan. But if you look carefully, the real source is a Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. That's the source which Tosfos quotes over here, Shani. Tosfos quotes, Tnan B'Masechta Pegbasta Avodah Zarah, Delo Batla, etc., in the case of a Chaticha, Haruil Iskabi. The main source, therefore, is an Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. What about Rabosai, the din of barrier? Where does it say beria? Again, our Gemara says beria because of Akasha by Gidon Asher. But if it's found anywhere, at all, it would be in Masechta Trumos. In Masechta Trumos. That is what the Rosh quoted over here, Rabosai. Masechta Trumos Perek Asiri. Dog, Tome, etc., etc. So there, an impression that the dog situation is one of beria. Says the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason in his Crazy Uplacy, if you're looking for the original din, Rabosai, the Chaticha Ruil Iskabed is not Batel Be'elef, you gotta look at Masechta Avodah Zarah. If you're looking for the original din, that Beria is not Batel, you gotta look at Masechta Trumas. We're on?
Nine.
Getting there?
Yeah.
Okay. Masechta Trumas. That's the Iker Adin. Here, Rabbi Osai, all our Mishnah said, Fakert. Our Mishnah didn't tell us the din of Beria. Our Mishnah said, Fakert. Sadi Yavam and Beis. What did it say? It says, Gira Noshin is special, Imagidin, Bismansha Makiro, Beno Saint Tam. That's the main point of our Mishnah. That is bottle, Beno Saint Tam. That's the idea, right? The Rotev presumably requires no sentam, and we don't apply the principle of b'mashu. Okay, fine. As far as that is concerned, oh, crazy placey. Mm-hmm. Simon Kuf.
The crazy or the placey?
Placey. Simon Kuf. It's all one thing. I got it. Once I get Kuf, I'll be able to find it. Rabosai, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, in Crazy Uplacy, writes as follows. Let's see if we can find. Is it big enough in the back? I don't think it's big. No, it's got a bigger settings.
Yeah.
Font 18, 16, let's go to 24. How's that? Better?
Yeah.
Beis. Watch this now. You gotta love the rubber. Can I get rid of this?
Press the settings on the word arrow.
Okay. Beis. Beis. Barrier. Watch this. E barrier elev batalolo. We saw. V'liyoski l'tzorech nefeshu ki b'avonoseinu harabim v'medinos halolu b'yomim hachamim mamish ein pri u'michya u'mozon lechem v'chadoyme she'ein bo rachash. What's rachash mean? What's rachash? What does it mean? Some sleazy slides across. It means bugs, right? Worms, bugs. V'efshe kim'at lebotka. The word kim'at is an interesting word. It's almost impossible to be able to get rid of all the bugs. Omnam hu ma'at ha'kamus. It's tiny. Ara sherim nochis lebitl b'muad ibotlu. Amarti. Me'ayin lonu Ezra asher nane b'yom pekuda. How we answer HaKadosh Baruch when he asks, when he takes us to a din Torah and asks, you ain't treif? Anusa lebeis hamelech malki rabbonon for lach karadim. For das k'toshim nimtzo asorim the betelim be'elef. That's going to be his bottle bell because the bugs is much the less than 1/1000th of the food of the food. Say quotes bet beria betelim be'elef. Mishnah Trumas. Dag tomish akivshum dag tor. The whole story is sasayim. Behold the rushes whole cheshb. Fine. Rishalmi kim'at misayim. Rishalmi almost proves it. But the Rosh ton eich kama gemara perkit anosha. The mimish the tzadi v'avim et beis ko'omar alberia digid v'chaticha ruil iskabe the lo b'teili v'kama v'gemara kufa man aleph tzricha v'lisni ho v'lo ho u'lefian al kosher toha inyono shalzeh lo kit shalzeh. Zeh bottle be elef, v'zeh eino bottle be klal. V'arash guf perish in Mishnah, omen b'zeh. Pshhh. It's a great kash against those shitas that hold that bury a bottle of elef, but a chaticha who in this garment is not, it's the tzrichasa. Says the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis. Ani b'lav hochi lo hivanti dim regamon. Mehechi teisi l'lam et chad mecharata. Ma ingin burial is dead, the chaticha will discover it all the hepech. Hello, ain't I know some shoving cloud? The car of my car is there. Watch this. The called Srichas of the Gemara, Lahach man the arm of the sphere, Kol Shadakal Limonis, as opposed to Es Shadakal Limonis. That's a bit of a complicated story, which I'm going to leave out for the moment. V'yosin Nira, second Terence. The hard the come of the Gemara Srichi, Humishum. The guf hadin, he bury a low bottle, Shamina and mehach the dog tummy, the Mishnah Trumas. V'chein hach the chaticha, we'll describe it, lo batl hu Mishnah Shtili avod azara. Ayin dal manalf. The bus of mechal of lo batl avi chaticha, we'll describe it. As Tosus says over there in avod azara. V'lo nishneis kan. So why is it then over here in the Mishnah Chul inside of Amin Beis? Rak lahoros, the rotev benos in tam. The main point of a Mishnah Tzadivav is to tell us that the rotev is bottled in 60 and those in time. V'lo tema dechmiru af al rotev less the kamoguf yisur. A. B. V'gam lahoros, v'chatichas nevela, the gam ke lo bottle. V'lo tema the tarte be'inan isuri hana v'chatichas ruudas kabel. As the Gemara suggests, nevodas are in doubt. As the Gemara says there. In Cain, Shabbat Tzorach Lo Mitzrichi. Why? The Kosher, Lisne Gid, the Kev and the Chazinon, the Beryo Machmas Chashivus Lo Botel, Af, the Shari Bahano, who Adin Bechaticha Ruel Iskabe, who Kemo Cain, Kev and the Chazinon Bechad, Dov Hashanim is Batal Lo Asu Rotvan, who Adin Leidach, the Maishno, Rabosai. The discussion here in our sugya is the fact that the rotev is batel. That's the main point of our sugya, and there we could derive one from the other. Berachatichu v'skabi v'shaper kama hagemara b'salka daitich tati lamali v'kama tzricha t'mikom akom lo havi alfinan chad mechavata. Period. V'im kain lo koshemidi t'otani le beduchte de beria batel b'yelef. That's how they interpret the Mishnah Trumas. V'chaticha ruil eschabed also v'mashu in avodah zara. Finished. That's what he says. That's what he says, Rabbi Osai. That's what he says. A great answer. The Rabbi Yonason is saying the Rosh would have given in to the Rosh with the Mishnah Trumas, with the Yerushalmi. Got stuck with our Gemara. Because our Gemara is a tzricha sibatim beria and chaticha ruil eschabed. So no, if the two Yisurim are comparable with the Tzrichasa, means the same thing applies to Beria. No! The fundamental Tzrichasa in our Gemara is not about the Issa as such, not Batal. That we know from Mishnayis and Trumas and Avodah Zorah respectively. The Chiddush in our Mishnah Chulin is that the rote of it is Batal. We don't have the rote of the Chumra of the original Issa, which was either a Beria or a Chaticha Ru'il Iskabed. Oh, Meiridik. Meiridik of art. Meiridik of art. Oh. So Memela, he says that with respect to that prat, then we say that Beria and Chaticha Ru'il Iskabed are the same. They don't ask if they disappear. It's only a matter of their time. Beautiful. Before proceeding in the in this, one second, I just want to show a little bit more. He has Pilpulim, you know, he's famous for his Pilpulim, the Rebbe Yonis. It's so hard to find things here. Oh! Lufi anal, yesh takantakona. Haberiyesh bekal kamalof negdo v'im kain kedayim heim. And he tries to prove that all hold this way. Harif, what's the riff? What riff? The riff holds that these dinim of chaticha ruil eskabed only apply to isuri hano. This you can see a little bit in our Tosfos, a little bit. Our Tosfos discusses over here of kufa min aleph. It discusses this mishnah ayin dalim min aleph tnan perik basnim maseches avodah zara. La Batla, and it's talking about an Isur Hana. Again, we're not going through the entire sugya. He claims that the Rif paskins that way. That only parts of Isur Hana. Yes. Samachlokas Asugis. He wants to suggest over here that the Rif is going to be Makel. Rashi's Makel against Tosfos. Okay, a whole discussion. So he has the Rif, he has Rashi, he has the Rashmi Kinon, he has the Rashba. Lahogin olena miyom charon u miyom pekuda. Shalom nigal nafshenu ba'achilas dvorim asurin. Okay? Why did I say pshat? It's beria and not mishimchaticha. Haruya l'skaved. What happened? It's not mishna d'hocha. He says, whatever he's saying. So he has two svaras lachos so far on those bays. Number one, Rabosai, Bata B'Elef. And number two, just as Chaticha Ruil Iskabi, we Paskini claims, going to Riff and Rashi and the others, it's only a problem with Osabana, so to Beria, to Machlokos HaSugis. That's his two svaras in Sifkot and bays. Now let's go, before we go back to what he says in Sifkot and Dalet, which we'll get to in a minute. Where's the Dalet? Okay, we'll come to it. I want to do it here. Dalet in a second. I want to read you the Rush again, while we're. Let's turn to the Rush, if you don't mind, in the end of Siman Lamed Dalet. Yes, sir.
Is this only a Lamed
Sfus, or is he saying this Lechatchila? There's no Lechatchilas where he lived. There was no bug-free. He could starve to death. There was nothing to eat. You already said. Everything had bugs.
So that would mean in a case today where you can't eat without the bugs, or it's easy to clean them, even
Maybe he wouldn't be. Okay, but the same throws would apply. He may not want to apply them, but they could apply. Take a look, Arbosa, in the Rosh end of Siman Lamed Dalet. Take a look, please. Rav Alphus, with a small Zion is. Rav Alphus Shlohevi Zu Mishnah, the Gid Vechatichas. Hakad the Rif left out this Mishnah. Near it is over. The Chatichas Nevela Betela. Vesova Kemas Nisan Besechas Avodah Zarah. The Tarte Beinon, Dovah Shibim Minyan, Visure Hano, as the Rabbi Yonason said. So there, what about Gid? Gid is Beria. Apparently, Beria also requires Visure Hano. V'chein Mucha Mitoch Devarav Peperek Basta Vodazar. Says the Rosh Valesa, the Becholduch Tamashwa the Chaticha will escape below Butla. Even if it's not Isan, okay, but the Riff is, you can't, the Riff is not a nobody, and apparently Rashi holds like him as well. Okay? Fine. Good. Good. That's what Rabbi Yonison said. It's so hard to be voted that we can rely on the combination of these two svaras. Those hold that it doesn't play this through. No, those will hold. That's Bata B'Elef. Now it's Sifkot and Dalet. It's a whole new story. It's all based on the Rush in Siman Lamed Gimel. Rabbi said, please turn to Siman Lamed Gimel again. And then we'll see what the Rabbi Yonason says. V'hod the Gid Mikri Beria. Rabbi said, this is a Rush Siman Lamed Gimel. It's a line after the where it says Kuf Mem Gimel. It's the middle of the second column of page Kuf Nun Tes in our print. If you have the old print, look for Kuf Mem Gimel, and you'll find it right there. V'har digid mikri beria v'chein eivim menachai l'kamon Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Quotes the Gemara Kuf Beis Amid Beis. V'dag tomei v'ov tomei. Avolo ov tor meis. Tomer lekamon by Pirka. Omer Rav ochel tzipor Torah b'chayeha b'kol shehu b'misasa b'kazayis utmeya ben b'chayeha b'misasa b'kol shehu. Pirish Rashi, look at this now. Lekamon the nevela lo mikri beria blohoysa nevela kisha notzra. A nevela when the animal dies, and then it comes treif. Before that, it wasn't treif. Avol gid v'ov tomei v'ev menachai chal isuron mishah shenotzra. The minute it's created, it's already awesome. This is what the Rosh says over here in Siman Lamed Gimel. In Siman Lamed Gimel. Oh, Rabbi Osai, this found its way into the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Kuf Sif Aleph. Let's take a look. We didn't finish the whole Sif. Simon Kuf Sif Aleph, again from the top. Beria da Hainu Kagon the Mola O of Tome Vigira Nosha Vieva Menachai Vu Beit Fishma Froach Vachayotze Behem. I feel the Elef Lo Botla Ve'ein lo din beria elim kein udavash hoya bo chius lafuke chita achas shel iser. We don't consider the beria for our purpose, even though it's a full unit, since it's no neshama, no chius, no life. Ve'chein tzarech shehe davar. The mechaber again in Siman Kuf Sif Aleph. She'aser mitchilas briyaso lafuke of tar shenis nabel, which we just saw a minute ago in the rush. So what, how does that help us? Comes along the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason with another ingenious svara to save us in Yom Adin. He's our greatest defense attorney. Rabbi said, if you need a defense attorney, hire the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. Watch this now. He wants to know why the Mechaber left out the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Of tar ha'ochlo b'chayev afilu b'kolshu uv'misosu b'kazayas bosa ginev v'atzomas shmamina t'sfilei d'havi beria k'mo evim enachai t'sor gam ken kazayas u'mikol makom kori beria v'mken af zehu kayotzei bo. And obviously denies the fact that he required t'chilas b'yosu b'yosu. It's against the Gemara. Second. Skipping a little bit. One second, please. Oh. He says, the Ramah requires Beris Neshama. Nafkamina. Chita Eina Beria. Look at the Mishnah, Makas, if you'd give him an Aleph, and the Gemara there, you'd sign him an Aleph. So what's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina, those who argue on the Ramban and others, and they hold Beitzas of Tomei Lokin Olof. Yotzim and also Ram holds also with the belief Malkus. There is Malkus. Im Kain Ilu Ein Sarach Burias Neshama Hoya Beri Nechshav That Torah also Basayana Yegod Alokoton The Machtam Esfilu means Sfirule Malkus. According to these other Rishonim, Tichsiv Basayana the Magad Mishnah against the Rambam. So it's a barrier. You need Beris Neshama, ain't a barrier. Oh, hold on. Oh. Try to get it. Oh. Here we are. Rabbi said, this is, you gotta love the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason over here. Watch this. Din Godol. Paris. Milvin. What's Milvin? These teeny little creatures that were all over the flower in those days. And all over the fruits in those days. To calls man shall pirshu mutarim. Rabosai, ever learn this, the laws of bugs? Bugs. Remember the fish scandal? Who remembers the fish scandal? Just this last year. All the fish became treif. All fish is treif. Didn't know that? Because the salmon, what's it called? Ansikis, Ansikis, or something like that. Because they found bugs. So all the Mekilas said, what do you mean? They showed this to Rabbi Moshe a generation ago. And Rabbi Moshe said these bugs are kosher because a bug is only treif when it's what's called pirish. It left its original habitat and went somewhere else. And these bugs, these worms, they begin in the fish. This led to a whole fight about spontaneous generation. Well, the irony was that the frumer you were, the more machmir you want it to be. I don't want to finish the sentence. Throw stones at me. Because obviously the Gemara seems to be saying that such a thing is spontaneous generation. And therefore, if you firmly believe in spontaneous generation, and these are not spontaneously generated, so it's treif. And the Mekilim said, come on, it was always this way. Nothing's changed since Sheish Shemei Bereishis. But it's not really spontaneous. That was a fight of a year or two ago. But I'm trying to bring out a point. It has to be pirish. If it's an original habitat, I hope that's defined, it's not considered to be a halachic problem. There are those who want to be mounted the copper pods in the water on that basis. Water, I'm going to the whole, that's right, Belsky Shita, a whole different, again, not up to that right now. But watch what he says to Rebbe Yonis. Look at this. Shatoloy maktanim milbin. The kozman shelo pirshim mutarim, venim kruyim sheretz al oretz, afilu yam du yamim rabin. Im kain, ein kan isul letchilas briyason, the chibriyason shel amilbin kshayurachesh, halozel rak mikra boleacha yitziro, shen kshenitzotzeres muteres, lo osra torah rak kshayurachesh osra torah, ein ze mitchilas briyoso, rabosai. Now the Rebbe Yonason has a new vort. He's saying over here that the reason we can be makil when it comes to these little bugs that was all the food in his day is on the grounds that there's no Isser of berry. Their bottle, even if you know that berry is not bottle bialef, it's not a barrier. A barrier is only if it's mitchilas priyoso. Here it was not Isser, mitchilas priyoso. What an amazing chiddush over here. An amazing chiddush. Wow, an amazing chiddush. It's quite amazing. That's what he says, the Rebbe Yonason. But then he says at the end of the day, he thinks it's a very nice svara. Very nice svara. And the Rosh, either Rosh calls Toloa Meberia, he's a shitoso, who does not require Isim Etchilas Priyoso. But Ledidan, look at the Rashba, Ein kan malkam iser. Then he says, "Toch de dibur, v'chas v'sholom lahokol im kozer v'shumtza, v'altita shtaras imech." The minute was to be machmer. Al koponim yesh hisnatzlus. It's an excuse. It's a justification. Ki ba'avon oseinu arabim iev sholom mekem be umi oish asher yomer chof ani mipesha azeh bi'artos ha'ele. Because after he's always katris the fnei aperonius. That no one should chas v'shalom get punished. Have a chas v'shalom. This barazel ha'akel called who mikfia omer b'shulchan aruch poskim. How do you like this? The Rebbe Yonason is so creative. So creative. Oh. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, to take a look on this nekuda. The shulchan aruch says beferish. You require mitchilas priyaso. Does anybody argue in the Mechaber itself? Well, if you take a look here in the Siv Seidas, Siv Kotten Gimel, he suggests a possible machloikas over here. And as Rabbi Kiveger comments on the Siv Seidas, the Prima Godim, Siv Kotten Gimel, we're not going into it all right now. To see it more quickly, let's take a look at the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva, Siv Kotten Aleph. Rabbi, also just quickly. Pischei Tshuva, Simon Kuf. It's on the Maram HaKomos, Sivkot and Aleph. What does it say? I in a crazy you placey, Shalom ad heter al namolam agdelem beperes v'kemach, Sh'af in pirshu betelem b'shishim, Da hare hob de beri ein a betela dafkik shu osim et chilas priyoso, Unamola ein osim et chilas priyoso, Da kodon shapirish oisim uteres, Ad kan devarov. Others disagree. Others disagree. And the Mishkanis Yaakov, he says, Lomar heter acher ala milvin. Umasik limsoz schus fitzar heter ala chilas kamech imos hachama. Avshu korov levadai sheyesh bo milvin. Whoa. The Mishkanis Yaakov, who was also known as a machmer in many places, also wants to give a bit of a of a tzad kula. Before we get to the Mishnas Yaakov, I wanted to read to you something in the Biurim of the Bari Ashulcha. Those who have it, please look inside. Simen Kuf Sif Aleph. Simen Kuf Sif Aleph. Afilu Be'elef, page Kuf Zayin. So he quotes those who say it's bottle in 960. And then he quotes the crazy places, leniency. And I don't understand the crazy place. I don't understand. What do you mean? It's hard to find these milvin. Seek and you shall find. Yagata matzosa tamin. Of course you're going to find it. What's going on over here? Doesn't understand what the nature of the heter is. You're going to find it. He's not happy with this heter. It's nickel iron. Even if you can't take it out, you can't take it out. It's like this, Rebos. It's very important, you sold. The crazy you placey is lishitoso. Who remembers what we discussed? Who remembers the other crazy place? Who remembers it? No one remembers? He's the one who said that if you have fat got mixed into the whole porridge, and you can take cold water, there are more pasta than simon tzadik chesef dal. Take cold water, let the fats rise, float to the top, and remove it. Remember what he said about that? That's a chumra b'drabbanan, because dovash yesh lo matirin. But it is considered to be a tarovis, even though you can get it out by throwing in cold water. So the crazy you place in l'shitoso is a mekil in this shayla. However, since he, the Beurim, never liked that crazy you placey, he preferred pasta like the pre-Megodim. The pre-Megodim is the one who said that that's a case of Nikar or Iser, and therefore we have to be machmer on that shayla. So according to that pre-Megodim, we have to be machmer here as well. There are no leniencies possible when it comes to this issue of the milvin. It's impossible to be makel. Oh. Okay. What is this Mishkanes Yaakov that we keep talking about? We saw over here a Mishkanes Yaakov. There's a sheet that's arriving, Rabbi Osai. The Ravid says that a berry is low bottle, not berov, not beshishim. Some of you saw the Ran talks about shishim in our context. But it is bottle in 100. It's bottle in 200. Why? Because the Ravid says that a beitza is a barrier. And the Gemara in Mesechta Beitza, Daf Dalit, Amud Beis, Heman Aleph, says it's bottle b'meya. Then Rabosai is another shita. Another shita. Rabosai, you take a look over here in the Ramah. Simen Kuf Aleph Sivov. It's all in the Mishkanes Yaakov. Take a look, please. Simen Kuf Aleph and Ramah Sivov. Okay, what we saw before, Shleimim. Avon is Nechtecho, and is Rasko, and Shenev, and Surasan, Betali. Okay. Fine. The Rabbo says, V'en Chilik ben is Arvo b'minam, o Shalo b'minam. What's that all about? Minam, or Shalo b'minam? This may very well be, this din, against the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes all these chumras, you have the a Mishpat HaOruch, you can take a look. Perek Tesvov. No, it's not here. I'm missing halacha gimel. That's the problem. Dal and hey, I haven't. That's vav gimel. I'm missing. You get an impression these chumas are only bimino. Oh, thank you very much. There you go. The real thing. Ketzad u'mamosho is the whole story. He gives examples of what's called min bimino. It's a little bit complicated, I confess. But if you look carefully, you may see it over there. Thank you so much. It's all in the Mishkan of Yaakov. If you want to see it in a different place, you can take a look in the Pri Chodesh, those who have the Pri Chodesh, in Simen Kuv Aleph. I'll read you just a couple of lines. Those who have it should look inside if you have it. Where discussion exists about the possibility of only applying bimino, without going into all the pratim, and then he throws in the next amazing vart. This is all Mishkanus Yaakov, and now, perhaps I'll show you inside tomorrow, perhaps. So just 2 more minutes. The Mishkanus Yaakov wants to take the following suggestion. The only time something is a chiddush nifla, something is considered to be a davar choshev, called a beria, davar shebeminyan, really skabe, is only if you can clearly see it. You see many objects, you're just not sure which one is aser abosai and which one is mutter. However, what about something which you will never see? You'll never see it. If you'll never see it, how can you call it a davar choshev? It's not batel. You'll never see it. You simply will not see it. Quote to Rashi Masechet Beitza on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Now, one could argue that's true when it comes to the other items. Davar shebeminyan, you'll never see it. You can never count it. But it shouldn't apply to Beria. So that's what the Biurim suggests over here. And not only that, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Siv Gimel seems to be against its Mishkanus Yaakov. Take a look. Simen Kuf Siv Gimel. Please look inside. Kedera Shel Morak Shel Nafal Shel Beria V'Nevda Aser Hakol. I think the Mishkanus Yaakov is saying, you're right. I'm against the Shulchan Aruch. He's a rabbi against the Shulchan Aruch. However, Rabbosai, the Aruch HaShulchan that I asked you to see, has had another kula. There's no din of Beria by Dvorim Hama'usim. Hama'usim. Hama'usim, it's Mos. There's no din of Beria by Dvorim Hamos. We'll have to see the Aruch HaShulchan next time. They're just out of time now. So the Biurim asks, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, again, in Simen Kuf Siv Gimel Da'an. I don't say this Kasha. That doesn't discuss over here Drama Ma'usim. I think it's a legitimate leniency of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishkanus Yaakov is against the Shulchan Aruch. All right, he wants to go against the Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi will say tomorrow, Blinetta will start reminding whoever comes early, put the Aruch HaShulchan on the board right away. We'll have to start with that. I will continue with the Halachas of Beria and discuss the bug issues with Siyata Deshmaya. Halacha l'maaseh as we go. If you have anything you want to show me about bugs, bring it in.